This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. KNSS is always here for you. Let's keep it that way. Tell your legislators to keep AM radio in vehicles by texting AM to 52886 and tell Congress to keep AM radio in cars, and obviously make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, earlier this week, I went up to Lawrence, the old college stomping grounds, because my dear friend Riley Gaines was in town as part of Turning Points USA's college tour. I had the opportunity to sit down with her for an exclusive interview. It was so great to see her again. We'll play a little bit of that interview for you now.
Roddy, thank you again. It's so nice to see you again. And in the liberal bastion, I went to KU, by the way. So this is the UC Berkeley of the Midwest. So I'm warning you. I hope you're ready for it.
I had no idea, right? I think you have in your mind that these conservative states, right? I know you guys have a liberal governor, but these conservative states, for the most part, are, you know, bastions of freedom. But what I've seen pretty much across the board, especially these academic institutions, it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't even matter if you're on a Christian campus, like a smaller private school. It doesn't matter if you're at Cal Berkeley. It's all the same. They've been totally infiltrated by activists.
Oh, absolutely. And KU, I know from my own time here, KU is without a doubt one of the most liberal you're going to find. So hopefully the crowd is happy tonight. I know the folks out front that I talked to earlier were not too happy to have you here, but I'm happy to have you here. So speaking of college campuses, I do want to ask you, I just saw earlier this week, you went back to the University of San Francisco where you had that lovely warm reception a while ago. How was the reception this time around?
Well, as you could probably imagine, of course, the protest, the people who, I mean, want to throw me off a bridge, they still exist. And they're rearing their head, right? Like, I think most people are under the impression, maybe believe, that with Donald Trump back in office, all of this is over. These protesters are relentless, the people on the other side. And when I say the other side, I don't even really mean that in a political partisan way. I mean the other side of common sense, right? Mm-hmm. But that being said, the support was tenfold in comparison to 2 years ago. And I think that speaks to the shift that we have seen amongst the general public, how people are just more bold and more willing to put their face to something like this. Because, again, 2 years ago, people wouldn't show up because they were scared to be associated with even being there, with even asking questions, with being curious, with wanting to learn about what was happening. It was, you know, effectively suicide for them in terms of their social circles and you know, their academic opportunities, whatever it is, career opportunities. They were terrified of being there. That wasn't the case this time.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And I think you're right. I think people are finally, not only are they waking up to the resistance, but they're waking up to letting their voices be heard, and they're willing to step out and say, no, this is wrong. And you're seeing it more and more. I noticed you're starting to use the hashtag boycott, and we're seeing it more and more. I mean, we saw the disc golfer who stepped away, you know, the fencer who actually wouldn't compete. We're finally starting to see more and more of these courageous women who are saying, no, I'm not going to compete against a biological male. We're going to have to see more of that, aren't we, sadly?
Sadly, I believe so. This movement that I've dubbed as, boycott, with emphasis, of course, on the word boy there. It's just the most effective way to say no. Enough is enough. I'm not even going to allow you to discriminate against me on the basis of my sex. I think it's what we need to see. We've seen it in volleyball, right? You think of the Mountain West Conference, those five teams.
Right.
Boise State, University of Wyoming, Utah State, Southern Utah, and University of Nevada at Reno all weren't willing to play against San Jose State University. We saw the West Virginia girls, right? These were middle schoolers who in track and field, actually in shot put, a boy is about to throw with them, and these girls, they get up in the circle and they act like they're going to throw, and then they walk out. We saw Stephanie Turner, the fencer. We've seen Abby Wilson, the disc golfer. It's a growing movement, and truthfully, John, I wish I had this courage when I was competing, when I was faced with this issue. I didn't. I really didn't. But of course, I've grown. I've evolved. I'm so much more secure in my stance and understanding. Again, there's nothing to apologize for in standing for reality, standing for women. I didn't realize that at the time. So I think these women are incredibly brave and courageous.
It's sad that they have to do that, though. That's the one thing that every time I see these, I admire them. I'm proud of them. And yet I feel sorry for them that they have to take that stand, because it's unfortunate. I mean, they're giving up their opportunities for scholarships, for advancement, for trophies, for whatever. But at least they're taking a principled stand. It's just sad that they have to do that.
There are so many people who failed them to allow it to get to that point, right? If you're looking at the young girls, again, like the West Virginia girls, their parents, their coaches, the athletic director, the principal. I mean, you could point fingers all day long. When 13, 14-year-old girls have to bear the burden of defending themselves, again, that's a tragic scenario. And it's easier said than done. I see a lot of people on social media who are conservatives, who are on our side on this issue, who are frustrated when girls don't boycott. Look, it is so much easier to say, you know, just step down, just don't compete, than to actually do it. Like, these girls have dedicated their entire lives, in most cases, to be able to compete, to be able to succeed. And again, I know, speaking in my own personal experience here, that national championships, it was the culmination of my career. It was the pinnacle of our sport. It's the fastest meet in the world. It's not easy to ask a girl to just step down and not compete, although I wish it was. It's not.
Well, and it's not only the principals and leaderships in universities. Look at what happened in Congress recently. The United States Senate, not a single Democrat would step up and vote for a bill that just protected and codified women's sports.
But then they show up the next day. It was the joint address to Congress the next day, which I was watching from the gallery. And the day after 45 U.S. Democratic senators vote no in opposition of protecting women and girls in sports, you have all of them, all of the women at least, in Congress and Senate, show up wearing pink to symbolize how they defend women's rights.
Yes.
Which was remarkable to me. The gaslighting that they are projecting, they are banking on the American people being, number one, uninformed, and number two, too lazy to do their own research. And unfortunately, there are a lot of Americans who fall into that category. But I see right through it. These people don't defend women. They can't even define what a woman is. How can you defend what you can't even define?
That's true.
They hate women, quite frankly.
Speaking of women's sports, I have to ask you about what we're seeing right now overseas, across the pond, so to speak, the Women's Pool Billiards Championship. Women's, and the two competitors are both biological males.
They really took "Made the Best Man Win" to like a whole new level here.
Yeah, you'd think this was a Benny Hill skit or something.
Truthfully, it is like the first thought that I had. Honestly, you want to laugh at it. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, why am I laughing at this? Like, real people, real women are being affected. There are real consequences here that women are having to bear. But you laugh because it's like a South Park episode.
Yes.
It's like a Babylon Bee headline. And I just pictured in my head, you know, both of these men got to the final and were pissed that they were competing against another man. They're like, dang, I thought I was going to have the opportunity to trample on some women here. So, again, it's almost so ironic that it's funny. But again, to remember, like, there are real women who are losing out on prize money. And I've seen people tweet or post or whatever it is saying, you know, even, again, people on our side who say, look, well, there's not really a safety concern here. There's no advantages that men possess over women in pool or billiards. Look, so long as there is a woman's category, it should be reserved women. For women.
Yeah.
If you want to have a separate conversation about making it gender neutral or making it co-ed or mixed sport or whatever, that's a separate discussion. But so long as there's a woman's division, it should be only for women.
It's still an opportunity, be it for scholarships or prize money or a Wheaties box or whatever. It should be, and again, it's a matter of respect. It's a matter of dignity and opportunity. And that's why, you know, you mentioned earlier when we first started about this still being a battle that we have to fight. And I think some people are getting complacent. You know, heaven forbid Kamala Harris won that election, because Lord knows what she would do. But here we've got congressional elections coming up not too long. We'll have a presidential election in 3 years. And that's all it's going to take is for us to lose ground. We may have won a battle, but the war still rages, right? It won't take anything for us to lose ground, and they'll be right back at it.
Well, number one, if Kamala Harris had won on November 5th, I genuinely, truthfully, from the bottom of my heart, believe we would be in World War III right now. To your point, look, the reason they've been able to acquire every inch of the public square in the way that they have, including, of course, our government, media, entertainment, Hollywood, corporate America, academia, like the list goes on. Healthcare, it doesn't matter. They've acquired every inch of the public square, the Democrats have. It's because they have laid the groundwork over decades.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are under the assumption that, you know, over the past 5 years, they've really been able to succeed with all of this. It's been going on so much longer than 5 years. It's been decades they've laid this groundwork. That's why it's the same groundwork that allowed them to carry out the actions and the manipulation that we saw with COVID. It's the same thing with the gender ideology movement. So many parallels in terms of the emotional blackmail, the manipulation, coercing people to, again, ignore what they know to be true, what they know to be reality, in both cases actually biological reality. So while it's great that we're seeing the Trump administration really do a lot of exposing and highlighting the problems, it's really just the tip of the iceberg.
Well, it is so nice to see you again. You know, I love having you on and folks at the center, which I'm just so proud of you. I remember when you were just starting this fight and what you've been able to do. What's next? Are you going to run for office or something? I mean, when am I going to get to see you on a ballot or something? I'm just so proud of what you've been able to do. I notice, again, you're wearing the XX is not equal to XY t-shirts. I know you've got that. What's next on your playbook?
You know, it's such a good question, because I feel like I've approached that question, you know, what's next for you, pretty selflessly over the past few years. Because
yes, you got married, like, that was one.
Getting married, you know, like all of the things. But it's like wherever I need to be, I'm there. But now, again, like I feel like we're in a place where now we at least have the ability to have impact. So it is like I get to kind of look at this now, like, what do I want to do? You mentioned running for office. I don't think I'm that, like, clinically insane yet. I think you do have to be like a level of clinically insane to run for office.
Or a narcissist, and you're not that much of a narcissist.
Totally. God bless the good people who do, because we absolutely need them. But you know, I don't know if that's for me yet. Truthfully, I think the next step for me is family. I think that's where me and my husband go. We've been married for 3 years. Of course, still fighting this fight and the subsequent battles that come with it. My husband and I, we've been dealing with the battle of immigration, given the fact that he's from across the pond. Of course, legal immigration. So have been kind of immersed into that space. The battle of school choice is another one that I feel very passionately about. Being a voice for the unborn, again, another cultural battle that I just feel so passionately about. So, of course, there are still, I mean, I will continue to be an activist. Because truthfully, I think we need more activists on our side. Again, the side of common sense, the side of sanity. So I'll continue doing that, and we'll see where that leads.
Well, I love you. It's so good to see you again, and we'll keep in touch. And maybe the next time you make a swing through the Midwest, we'll have to follow you to that one as well.
I'm there. Thank you. You're the best.
It is always fun to sit down with her, and what's so sweet is just her genuine, how genuine she is and how sweet she is. If you're interested in connecting with her, you can always follow her on X at Riley_Gaines, and of course at the Riley Gaines Foundation, which I'm so proud of her for what she's been able to do there. So she is absolutely, just a rock star. the Benny Hill music. Very nicely done. I see what you did there, Phil. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll play some also good intro music for the next segment. We'll play some of the Man of the Street conversations. I spent about an hour walking around to some of the people, shall we say, out front. Well, you know, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Want to remind you about my friends at Americans for Prosperity. They believe freedom and opportunity are the keys to unleashing prosperity for all. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org to sign up. And, of course, while you're online, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and find me on X at John R. Whitmer. Those are the best ways to get all the latest updates on the show. So before the event at KU, we were outside Budig Hall, which is one of the one of the larger halls on the main street, main drag there on at the KU campus. And I went ahead and started talking to some of the protesters. There was a pretty decent crowd there, Phil. It was a pretty good crowd. At one point, I went over to the Palestinian, the pro-Palestine folks. There was even one guy who had the whole gays for Hamas, gays for Palestine. And he wouldn't talk on the air. But I did ask him, let me ask you, because you know, he had a sign that said pro-gay, pro-Palestine. And I did ask him, let me, you know, how does this work exactly? Because you do know Hamas is the authority there. You do know what happens to gays under the Hamas. And he says, well, no, Hamas they're not the leaders. They're not that. I said, no, Hamas is the authority there. And if they find that you're gay, they execute you. You know, he's, oh, no, it doesn't really work that way. I said, oh, okay. So, you know, not a lot of these folks are grounded in reality. So the first lady, what I tried to do was I would read the sign so that my audience could hear what their sign was. Mm-hmm. And then I would ask, about their side and try and engage them in conversation. I will tell you, these conversations are somewhat edited because many of the responses could not be played on the air. So this first lady.
Okay, before we begin,
yes.
Did you suit up in like catcher's gear?
No,
did
you have to put on any body armor? I was wearing my KNSS logo shirt.
Very good.
And just carrying a microphone. And if they asked who I was, I said, I'm, you know, with the radio station KNSS out of Wichita. So
fair enough.
I really did want to wear like a MAGA hat, but then I figured I would need a bodyguard. So
probably so.
Okay. Yes. So the first lady had a sign and we started talking about trans athletes. And she believes that trans athletes competing, you know, biological males competing in women's sports is fair.
So your sign says it's never been about fairness in women's sports. Do you think it's fair for biological males to play in women's sports? I mean, just this week we saw a biological male win disc golf. And in Europe, they've got two biological males competing for the women's pool championship.
You just not call them biological males. That's really offensive to me.
But isn't that scientifically accurate?
No, it is not scientifically accurate. No, there is genetics. Call them a transgender woman because that's what they are, gender. And I find the world is hating them and treating them unfairly. Yes, it's absolutely a hate. Complete hate.
So is
pause
it hate
it. Pause
for
it right
someone
there for
say,
me, Phil. You're going to hear this a lot, folks. There's a lot of that. In any opposition, any time that you disagree with them, hate. You're going to hear hate a lot in these segments, just to let you know, folks. Okay, go ahead and resume. I'm making this very difficult on Phil, by the way. But yes, you're going to hear that a lot.
Do you think it's fair for biological males to play in women's sports? I mean, just this week we saw a biological male. So your sign says it's never been about fairness in women's sports. Do you think it's fair for biological males to play in women's sports? I mean, just this week we saw a biological male win disc golf. And in Europe, they've got two biological males competing for the women's pool championship.
You just not call them biological males. That's really offensive to me.
But isn't that scientifically accurate?
No, it is not scientifically accurate. No, there is genetics. Call them a transgender woman because that's what they are, gender. And I find the world is hating them and treating them unfairly. Yes, it's absolutely a hate. Complete hate.
So is it hate for someone to say, someone who's born male, to take away scholarship opportunities or prize money opportunities?
How many scholarships?
If it happens once, isn't it wrong?
No, they're not taking away anything. They're taking what is also rightfully theirs.
Yeah, that was another argument that I heard quite a bit. It happens so rarely that it's all right. It's justified because it doesn't happen very often. And you know, I tried to push back and say, well, even if it happens once, you know, and then I tried to use an argument that said, well, what happens if another minority? Well, then, of course, the argument, again, they didn't like hearing arguments. The next one we talked about was whether or not, again, opposing men in women's sports was hate. And, of course, you'll hear it's the same message.
You know, we're just trying not to promote hate. That's why I'm here, because I don't appreciate anybody promoting hate. And Riley Gaines gets paid to promote hate, and it's sad.
How is she hateful in her rhetoric?
Her rhetoric is hateful.
Specifically, what does she say that's hateful?
Let me tell you, my 93-year-old dad got a letter from her that I can't even repeat the first paragraph of vulgar things that Riley Gaines said people called her when she is calling trans people those things. I was appalled.
Can you be specific? There's something that she said that was hateful? Because I've not heard her say anything hateful.
It was all hateful, it was all vulgar, and it was all ugly.
But you can't say specifically.
I'm not going to say those words. I can't believe that my dad and his wife got him in the mail on a piece of paper for 93-year-old people.
But you can't say specifically what it was.
So horrible. And so that is a way to promote hate.
And again, it's hateful, but she can't tell me specifically what it was. She wouldn't say, couldn't say, couldn't remember. Now, she did say that Riley Gaines had received hateful messages, but then everything Riley Gaines says, and I have heard Riley speak at least a dozen times now, some in person, some online, some, you know, on TV. I've never once heard Riley Gaines say anything hateful. In fact, she is the epitome of respect. And yet, it's hateful. Yeah, whatever. The next one we talked about had a sign about Donald Trump and how Donald Trump is a racist.
Okay, well, I'll ask you about this one first. So the first one here says, Donald, I'm assuming you mean Donald Trump, has more rape convictions than trans athletes in the NCAA. Let me start with, he's not been convicted of any rapes. So what do you mean by that?
Well, I mean that the fact that over 26 women have said, hey, this man did unspeakable things to me.
That's an accusation. That's not a conviction, though.
I understand, but he also went to court, and because America loves billionaires, they just said, no, because he's president, we're not going to do anything. Okay. So it's more about, like, you know.
But would you say then your sign's not accurate?
I'm not done talking. Okay. I'm not done.
I'm not done talking.
America works for the rich. They love the billionaires. So this whole problem is very intersectional. So there's a lot of different moving parts. So when you read my sign,
she was a piece of work.
It's to make you stop and think and be like, why did we let this man into office? Sorry, not me.
Well, he was elected by the majority, by 77 million Americans. That was a majority. It's a democratic process.
The margin between Harris and Trump was significantly smaller than people lead to believe. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, people look at Fox News and they're
and
like,
and we're the election denier.
I see, you know, this huge margin, but actually, no. People are thinking that the land votes. The land doesn't vote. I mean, have you ever looked at a map?
Do you doubt the election outcome?
I doubt that the election was reported accurately. Do I think that he's president? Yes, because we have a democracy. Does that mean I love the decision? No, I don't. And I will do everything in my power to stand up for those people who can't.
Needless to say, she had purple hair. Okay. Back to the old message that you've heard already from two of the other speakers. We're back on hate. This time, it's Christianity that is founded on hate.
Let me see the other one. Let's see. I'm a non-binary collegiate swimmer. You tied fairly. Okay, so you're a non-binary college. So what does non-binary mean?
Non-binary means that I don't see myself always as a woman, and I don't see myself as a man. My gender is fluid, and gender is a spectrum. You're talking to an anthropologist here.
She's on the spectrum already.
So I've done a lot of studying about this and about people in different cultures and sexuality. So I'm pretty confident in saying that I am non-binary.
Someone who's non-binary, you should be able to do that, correct?
Anyone of any age should be able to say, I'm gay, I'm straight, I'm trans, I'm whatever. Anyone has that right to say that.
We're a free country, you have that right. At the same time, as a free country, don't other people have a right not to recognize that?
It's not really fair. You can't say to someone, oh, well, you're not lesbian because I don't think you're lesbian. Because are you that person? No. Are you allowed to say that I'm not bisexual?
Am I allowed to say I don't care?
Yes, you are, but you're not allowed to invalidate my sexuality.
How is me not recognizing it invalidating it?
Because you're basically saying that it doesn't exist. That's what it boils down to. I'm assuming that you're probably a Christian man, and a lot of people in Kansas are Christian.
I just don't discuss it because I don't figure it's anybody's business.
A lot of this hatred for LGBTQ and queer members comes from Christianity as a whole.
And again, hate comes up. So opposition equals hate to these folks. You can't object to them. You can't disagree with them and not be hateful. This last one was very interesting. We had a lengthy conversation. At one point, she actually admitted that males competing in women's sports is sometimes unfair, but opposing that is still bigoted.
So your sign says, don't let Turning Point make a hateful bigot out of you. What about Turning Point USA or this event tonight is hateful or bigoted in your opinion?
Well, I think they are looking at very innocent people, trans, lesbian, gays, whatever, and thinking that somehow they're monsters, when in fact those people who are making those innocents monsters are the monsters.
But what is about this event is hateful or bigoted?
There are so few trans athletes.
That's right.
And from all that I read and hear from medical personnel who
Nothing
actually
specific,
know how the body
by the
functions,
way, to answer my question,
the things that you have to go through to be the person you feel you
Again,
are
no
as a
specific
trans person
answer to my question,
really make you less likely to be a fully capable person in your
question.
Physical abilities. So,
do you think biological males have a competitive advantage over their female opponents in sporting events?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
And is that fair?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
So if it's not fair, how is it bigoted or hateful to then be opposed to it?
I'm not opposed to all athletes competing with each other. I'm opposed to her picking out one person who tied with her, not the other four who beat her.
Well, they were women, but
and
know,
making a big ugly scene about no one that's trans should be able to compete with me or compete with somebody who is the same sex that they are.
Oh, yeah. It was entertaining, to say the least. And then I got to go spend some quality time with Riley, which really improved my evening. Trust me. We'll take a quick break to pay a few bills. And then Dr. Stanley Ridgely will detail how the President's Department of Education has called out to account five Ivy League schools for their mismanagement. 316-869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Quick programming note, Andy Hoosier, my buddy at the other station, we'll just leave it there, and I are going to go down to Nafsker Park next Saturday, do some man-on-the-street interviews with those protesters as well. So we'll play that for you next Sunday. Want to remind you as well, stay informed with up-to-the-minute news by downloading the Odyssey app or telling Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS Radio. And, of course, find and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. According to a new report, DEI gurus siphoned funds for education into social engineering programs. They suckered and swindled some of the smartest people in the U.S., cost universities dearly in terms of funds and reputations, and ruined the livelihoods of countless faculty members. With us now to expose some of the DEI scam is Dr. Stanley Ridgely. He's a clinical full professor of strategic management at Drexel University. He holds a doctorate and master's in international relations and security from Duke University. As a KU grad, I won't hold that against him, even though we fought many times in attorney. And an international MBA from Temple University. Dr. Ridgely, thank you for joining us this evening.
Hey, John, it's great to be here. Good. I don't hold that against you either. Okay,
okay, all right. That's we'll set aside our college hoops rivalry. You know, what's interesting is if you look at it, there's really a striking contradiction between what, you know, DEI's stated aims, their on paper goals, and the practical effects, isn't there?
There certainly is. There's a big difference. And most people, people of goodwill think that DEI means, oh, we're just going to create a level playing field.
Yeah.
We can give everyone a fair shot at the brass ring. We're just going to teach about race and slavery.
Yeah. Really puppy dogs and rainbows.
Yes, it's none of those things. If any of that happens, it's something as a byproduct. What it really is, and this is what they've been trying to keep, they've done a good job of putting a fig leaf on it and covering it up, it's a noxious, toxic ideology of villains and victims, of oppressors and oppressed, and of exploiters and exploited. And all of this happens under the rubric of a white racist America with a dominated by a white supremacy culture. And so this is a doctrine of DEI that is expounded on the college campuses, that young people, our college students, are trained in this along with faculty and staff. And it's a very primitive binary ideology. And this is the dirty secret of DEI. And I, for one, am delighted that it's being run off the campuses right now by the current administration.
The sad part here is these institutions of higher learning have basically abandoned the whole notion of merit, of, you know, intellectual integrity in favor of, I don't know if you want to call it conformity or being afraid. You know, it almost reminds me of what Al Sharpton used to do back in the day. You know, these folks, these colleges are afraid to stand up for their core principles because then they'll be, you know, run out of town or shamed by this, for lack of a better term, this race mob.
Well, yeah, John, you know, you remind me of Jesse Jackson and his protection racket.
Yeah,
he used to run that same thing where he would just say, you know, nice company you've got there. It'd be a shame if something happened to it. Why don't you give us a donation for Operation Push and we'll ensure that that doesn't,
exactly.
that doesn't happen. Yeah, that's what happened with DEI in 2020, 2021. And they said basically, you know, we got a villain's. It's basically the in psychology, it's called the virtuous villain, a victimhood scam where we're going to blame you for all of the ills that afflict a certain group, and we're going to let you purchase absolution from us by letting us come on the college campus, pay us hefty salaries, and we're going to train your people out of this horrible racism that permeates the campus. Well, you and I both know that there's almost no racism on the college campuses today.
Oh, the reverse, reverse exactly. racism, but...
Well, yes, and it's a bizarre, because black professor Randall Kennedy, who's at Harvard University, says campuses are the least racist places in America.
Yeah.
You've got to work hard to find something, and if you can't find something, you'll make it up, a racial hate crime, hate hoax, I should say. And so this is permeated our campuses. It is a protection racket. It is run by a bunch of mediocrities, modestly educated, with no discernible skill sets. And they have been given, like, the run of the campus. They are has spread out into the campuses. They affect the faculty hiring, what we can teach, what courses we teach, and how we teach them. And thank goodness the Department of Education has finally called a halt to this absurd nonsense, which is akin to, you know, astrology or alchemy or pseudoscience or superstition coming back onto the college campus. It's a very primitive ideology when you get down to it. Good and evil, oppressors and oppressed. And the thing is, you can determine who a villain is or a victim is simply by the color of their skin.
Right.
Noxious and terrible.
The sad part is that the two things that theoretically DEI was supposed to advocate for, fairness and freedom of speech, are actually the two biggest sacrifices here. It's the two casualties, because there's nothing fair about it, and you certainly aren't free to speak your mind, because if you do, well, you're deemed a racist or you're deemed a bigot, or I mean, insert colorful metaphor here.
That's exactly what the case that we have on the campuses today. And certainly I've experienced that. Certainly I've seen enough of it. I've gotten enough reports from students that this is what's going on. And I think that the tide is turning, however, as the noxious aspects of DEI are being exposed, and the notion that we should accept people based on their merit, based on what they can do, not how they look.
Right.
And I think that, and the pendulum is swinging back. We're having to force that pendulum to swing back, I should say. But we are indeed, I think, in a restoration of our higher education system, and I'm delighted to see it. I should tell you that the DEI folks have been largely a part of the anti-Semitism we've seen on the college campuses that has run rampant over the last year and a half. And they have basically made this possible by supporting the pro-Hamas demonstrators on campus as righteous liberators of the oppressors, who are the Israelis / Jews. And they basically have said that Jews are not worthy of protection by DEI because they are basically oppressors under our definition, no matter what happens to them. So I have an entire chapter devoted to that in my book, DEI Exposed. So it's a very interesting phenomenon, but one I think we can examine and roll back.
Dr. Ridgely, again, thank you. The book is called DEI Exposed, How the Biggest Con of the Century Almost Toppled Higher Education. If folks are interested, they can find it on Amazon, and you're on X at Stanley Ridgely, and that's RIDGLEY, correct?
That is correct. Thank you so much, John. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it, Dr. Ridgely. Thank you for joining us this evening. We'll take a quick break, and then I want to hear what you think. I can't imagine anyone in this audience is going to call up to defend DEI. We'll see. Maybe. Heck, you know, maybe they want that BLM mural back on the streets of D.C. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. If you're looking for a way to get involved in elections, obviously you could, you know, get involved in a campaign. You can work with the county party, or you can volunteer with Americans for Prosperity. If you're looking to door knock or make phone calls or just find a way to get involved, AFP is a great way to get involved. You can make your voice heard today by visiting AmericansForProsperity.org to sign up. And, of course, while you're online, John Whitmer Show, Facebook page, True Social, and at John R. Whitmer on X. A couple of quick programming notes. First off, we will be with you next Sunday. It is Easter Sunday, but we always are here on Easter Sunday. We'll play Easter Bonnet. We always, you know, we do Easter song. This will be your first Easter with me, won't it be?
Fun? Yes, it will.
Yeah, find Easter Bonnet. It's in there. John Whitmer Show. You know the song. In your Easter bonnet, oh, with all the thrills upon it. You know the
You're
song.
You're seeing the confused look on my face.
You'll find
so obviously,
it.
Yeah.
It's in the show music. You'll find Easter Bonnet.
I need to do some show
in the
prep
Easter
before next week.
Parade. If you look Easter Parade, look while I'm talking. You'll find it. You can even play a little bit tonight. Also want to remind folks, next Sunday, Tyrus will be with us. And on this Thursday coming up, Sedgwick County Republican Party meeting with General Michael Flynn. So lastly, I want to just wish everybody a if you celebrate, yesterday evening marked the beginning of Passover, an important holiday in the Jewish calendar. It celebrates the Israelites' liberation from slavery in Egypt. So if you celebrate Passover, a happy Passover to those of you who celebrate. So you find it?
See, I did, yeah.
So play. See, now you can play. You know, now you'll see. Make sure that you know what I'm talking about. So, you know, this you'll be playing it next Sunday because I always play this on my Easter Sunday show. And well, I think Ron Estes, Congressman Estes, will be with us next Sunday. And there you go. It's your Easter bonnet with all the thrills upon it. You'll be the grandest lady. Yesterday was my mother's birthday, by the way. She passed a number of years ago, but this is always a fun time of year for me. She loved this movie. She loved Easter. And so that's why
this is nice. You know, the next time I hear this song will be the second time that I've heard this
song. You're a smart aleck. Roger, thank you for sticking around. You're on the John Whitmer Show while I take Phil out back and whoop him one. Thank you for sticking around, Roger.
Oh, thank you, John. You're no match for Bing Crosby.
Ah, thank you. See, he even knew the song. See, he knows. Roger knows. Yeah. Phil didn't know. But yes, that was Bing Crosby was the original version of that. Long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Old Bingles.
You know, I tried to get a hold of your colleague yesterday morning on his morning show. He didn't take one phone call.
Ah, well.
But what I wanted to ask him, since he had the mayor on, if she would issue a proclamation of Day of Visibility, and this would unite everyone, you just need to add an S to the LGBTQ, and the S stands for straight.
You know, we're not allowed to celebrate that. Didn't you know that? See, we don't count. You can't celebrate white. You can't celebrate Christian. You can't celebrate straight. Sorry. It's the one denomination we're allowed to prejudice against, discriminate against. And, you know, I am so tired. By the way, folks, if you have time, Roger, I appreciate the call. If you have time on Tuesdays, go down to Wichita City Council and support the conservatives on the city council. Support J.V. Johnston, support Dalton Glasscock, and support our mayor, because she in particular is taking a lot of heat right now. Every week, the Rainbow Mafia is in there taking up their 5 minutes to rail about a nonsense resolution that is been exhausting media. I mean, talk about getting way more than the 5 minutes of coverage that it deserved to get. This thing was so stupid. That story should have died a week ago, and it's just continuing to go on. The mayor is focused on, they've got budget shortfalls. They've got, you know, stuff that needs to be done. They've got to hire a new city manager. They've got spending issues. They've got, you know, potholes that need to be fixed. And these people are worried about a bunch of nothing. And every week she's got what, 10 of these ethics complaints that are all nonsense. She didn't do anything unethical. And these people are just, I mean, haters gonna hate. And that's all this is people who are mad. Brandon Whipple's little cronies that are just going down there because Brandon lost his election. Mayor Farquaad lost his election and they're dragging her through the mud. And frankly, it's despicable. Where's the National Organization of Women? All the time in the left, they say, well, you wouldn't do this if this was a woman or if this was a man. Well, can't say this about them? Because they're abusing her. They're being mean. They're being despicable. I've seen some of the hate mail that she's received. It's vile. It's vulgar. It's disgusting. And it's time this stuff ends. You know, you got an election coming up in a while. You can take it out on her then if you don't like her. But this is nonsense. And frankly, we should be better than this. The city should be better than this. Move on. And I'm just so sick and tired of her getting drugged because she took a moral stand and a principled stand on something. You know, folks, you have a right to disagree. She has a right to disagree too. And I'm tired of it. And there's my soapbox and I'll climb down off of it. Next week, Tyrus will be with us. In the meantime, carry on, fellow deplorables.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.